You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Rodgers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
And we are back, Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. He's Damon Benning, I'm Andrew Rodgers. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Still a lot to get to on the show, and before we do any of that, we have to put our show in reverse. Back it up. Beep, we're going back to the six-pack. Shane, beep. Do we have a couple of questions left? I think so. I think you have some beer over there.
Huh. It's awful early for a bear.
Shane.
How about a bear?
He has soda at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he has beer at 6.
By the way, those guys on the podcast want to get you on, Shane.
Uh-oh.
Will there be beer?
There was plenty last night.
Will there be beer? Let me guess. Well, they're at a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be good.
So I'll be able to drink some?
No, you have to drink water.
Well, that's a bummer.
Question number 5.
How many cans was he going to open?
I don't know. He's tripping over them, apparently.
Question number 5. Can I roll it back up to question number 2 real quick?
Go ahead. What do you want to add?
What team or school did you grow up watching versus what team or school do you root for now? Yeah. I just wanted to say mine was North Carolina.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
And I've never told you that.
They played on Sundays quite a bit, man.
They did.
Yours is what you grew up watching versus what you watch now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you watch North Carolina now.
I don't really watch North Carolina. Okay. But as in, like, when I was in high school and starting into college, but then they kind of went down a little bit and they weren't on TV as much. And
We wishy washy.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
How about Puffin'? Love and the old portal.
I'm telling you.
Hey, love, truth, and apple juice. See ya.
Yeah, I'm sure you felt that way, and I'm not going to ask you anymore.
I'm one of those guys, man. Like, yeah. I know that they caught lightning in a bottle last year. I was on record. I wasn't sandbagging. I just didn't like this team. And I certainly don't like the chemistry. So start over.
I think Caleb Love, as John Fanta said, will be a nice waiver for any team.
Yeah. Well, how about Sevier Wheeler?
Also.
I mean, that's why college basketball is nuts. You're going to get two experienced blue blood guards that have played in big games on the open market? It's tough.
All right, question number 5.
They end up at, like, North Texas.
Both of them playing together. They're 16 next year.
Juggernaut.
Question
number one can shoot, so it'll be hectic.
I want a drink here.
All right, man.
Question
number. Can you believe?
He's just doing that.
Question.
Hey, she's. Sorry.
Question.
Have you taken your?
Question number 5. Take it or leave it. Xavier Betts will be top 3 in receiving this year for the Huskers.
I'm not going to answer you because you said Xavier.
Xavier.
Well, I would have said it right if I could have done it like 3 minutes ago.
It's Xavier.
With a Z.
With a Z. Okay, what was the question again, numbnuts?
We'll be top 3 in receiving this year for the Huskers. Take it or leave it.
Oh, gosh.
Top 3 in receiving. Top 3.
Does this
for only receivers?
Yeah, I was just going to say, does it include tight ends or just receivers?
Let's say only receivers, because if it's tight ends too, I bet we both leave it. So I'm going to say just receivers.
He's really the only one that looks like him. He's 6'2", he's long, he's fat. I mean, Kemp looks like Hartzog.
Yes.
He's little.
Small. I stood next to Kemp when we were at practice on Thursday, and I go, I didn't tell him this, but I was looking down at him, and I'm like, I'm not that tall.
No. Marcus is getting it going. top three?
So answer this before
oh,
we even
Lord have mercy.
Before we even go any further with your answer. Is he going to be a starter day one?
Depends. How many consecutive practices is he in?
Right. Right. So if
I mean, that's the thing.
If all goes according to plan, like, that's the wish, right? So are you expecting that that won't happen? And if, I'm not saying,
listen,
like, you're not
so,
going
to. So listen. So if Z handles the rigor and he's available, he's a starter. He's got.
And I think he can handle the rigor based on what he went through.
Well, top three, I will say.
I'll take it. Because even if he doesn't start the year, if receivers don't just go off, what if Xavier Betts comes in he's a deep ball guy?
He's a top talent. So I don't want to say no, but he's got to be available. I'm going to leave it, and I feel lousy about it because I know he's the most complete. At least I think he's the most complete. Go ahead, Shano.
Question number six.
So foul.
What is something DB can do better than Andrew? Andrew can do better than Shane, and Shane O can do better than DB.
What can I do better than Shane? I bet I can cook better than Shane.
I know one thing you can do better than me. Is it better than
what you're doing? Okay, well, we'll do this way first, and then we'll reverse it.
Okay,
what can you do better than me?
What?
I can do better than Shane. Shane can do better than you, and then we'll reverse it.
I'll go cook.
Yeah, I like to cook. Doesn't mean I'm better than you.
And the one thing I like is you're gonna stay with it.
I'll try to.
Yeah, you'll try it, right? Like competitive. I like
that. I'll put the apron on.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say cook to Shane. That's an easy one.
Listen, I've thrown away four racks of ribs. I was bad.
What can I do better than Shane?
I mean, like in the like.
I don't know. Grab food off the top shelf.
So is it my turn now?
Oh, that's tough.
Is this something I can do better than
that's
Andrew?
That's tough.
No, better than DB, and then we'll reverse it.
So Shane, can I ask this? How do you get the expensive stuff at the grocery store?
I ask for help.
Do you?
I just go, hey, dude, that works here. Get that stuff for me.
Hey, dude, fill my cart.
So
I'm 5 foot tall. Get that stuff for me.
I bought some deodorant the other day. It was $9.99.
Did you get the two-pack?
No.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, you like your secret, right?
So I switched it up just to try it.
Okay.
So I went with Dove Maximum Strength Fresh Scent.
Anytime you get more words on the bottle, you're paying more.
But do you know why I paid for it, though? Because I only spent $2.39 for milk.
I used to get Dove.
And milk was $7. I walked out of there with $2.39 for a gallon of milk.
I was like
$12 for both things. Mm-hmm. That's a win.
I used to get the dermatology-approved Dove deodorant, and that used to cost me about the same thing, like $7.99.
So the thing
one.
That I noticed and about the secret, and I think it's because it's made for women, is the thing is so thin. Like, I don't feel like I'm getting very much.
Enough.
It's for like somebody with the armpit diameter of like an inch.
And also not a lot of girls with hair, right?
Okay, like, well, whatever. Why are you trying to make me feel bad?
Well, no, no, I'm saying like.
It's platinum ultra secret.
No, I'm saying because we have hair underneath our armpits.
I don't use more. I don't.
You don't have any hair?
It's very minute. It's very fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm a dude, though.
Do you shave your underarms?
No. Used to shave my legs.
All right, Shane, what can you do better than DB?
That's tough. Probably nothing.
Hey, no one thing.
I could probably do electronics better.
What about music trivia?
Oh, okay, there's a lot.
There's a lot? Really?
Drive.
Oh, well, okay. So
dude, I would, you drive fast. Like, you do the darn thing. I don't. Yeah, that ain't me.
So, reverse it now. What can you do better than Shane? Shane, what can you do better than me and then me to DB?
What do I do better than Shane? Certainly throw a ball.
Okay, I'll give you that. Better than Andrew. I'm going to say.
I'm going to go with drive again.
Parking, driving, whatever.
Dude, Have you not watched him? I think he thinks he's in NASCAR. He can weave.
Oh, I've seen him. I've seen him get on the highway.
He can weave and drive. Like, no, he can handle that
no,
thing.
No, that's somebody else.
Shane, they're not going to pull you over.
That's somebody else.
I got mine for DB.
What's that?
Golf.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you got me. I want to play golf. My buddy in Kansas City, he just asked me if I want.
Well, we're going to play this summer. We're going to play with listeners.
He said
soon.
It's therapeutic, and he's busy as all get out. He builds it. Buildings and stuff.
It is therapeutic. As long as you don't really care about your score. Like, you try and you.
So this is what he said. He's got a course that's close to him in KC, and he'll go out there like when nobody else is out there, and he likes, like, he just will strike balls and stay out there and, like, in nature. Because he's good with his hands and stuff.
Shane, what can you do better than me before we go to break?
Well, I was going to go with parking or driving or something, I guess.
Fishing.
Fishing, yes.
I can fish, though.
Well, you suck.
Did you see Sanders on his lake?
No.
Dude, he's wild. And Boyle caught, like, I don't know. This is going to be interesting because I don't know about this.
And more TNC next.